The Ramah in Yerideya, Simin Kuf Nun Zayin. And this is in Sif Aleph, says as follows. V'goy haba al bas Yisrael, enoy b'chal gilei arayis. So the context over there is Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Says the Ramah that if a goy is baal al bas Yisrael, the woman, the bas Yisrael, does not have to give up her life. Enoy b'chal gilei arayis. So the goy that's baal al bas Yisrael is not considered gilei arayis. What's the makar to this? Right, what's the makar? It's not a trick question. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin Ayin Dal Amid Beis, Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubis Daf Gimel Amid Beis, where Rabbeinu Tam said, Zir Masusim Zir Masam, and it's for that reason, if a Goya is born a Bas Yisrael, there's no din Yehar Gval Yavar. Meaning, even though Gilei Arayis, we know Yehar Gval Yavar, but now when it comes to a Goya. And what was Rabbeinu Tam's greater Raya? Esther. Esther Bifarhesya, how the Gemara asked the Kasha, how was Esther allowed to get married, even by Mistach HaShverish? Wasn't it Bifarhesya? And Bifarhesya, the Allah is even on a mitzvah kala, even Lishnuye Arkas of the Messiah, the Allah is Yehar Gval Yavar. Frank Rabbeinu Tam, Esther Bifarhesya, have ask a better Kasha, right? You're asking good, ask better. Esther was Gilei Arayis. The Teretz says Esther was not Gilei Arayis. Why wasn't it Gilei Arayis? Because a goy, habal, bas Yisrael, enoy b'chal gilei arayis. Based on the fact that zirma susim zirmasim, stating that, the Shach quotes from poisik after poisik after poisik, and rishon after rishon after rishon, that's only true for a goy that's born a bas Yisrael. But a Yisrael that's born on an oivedes kechavim, that is considered gilei arayis, and that is going to be yahar gaval yavar. So even though a Boyal Aramis and a Baal Akutis and a Baal Agoy, again, it's all the same thing, is Kanon Poygen Boy, but it doesn't minimize the level of Gilei Arayis that it is. In fact, it's Gilei Arayis to the extent that it's literally going to be Yehar Gaval Yavar. Now, there is an interesting discussion in the Shach whether the only time it's going to be Yehar Gaval Yavar is if it's Befarhesya or even not if it's Befarhesya. What are the two tzedakim? Because being that the Rambam says Kanon Poygen Boy is only Befarhesya, and all the Rishonim accept that Chiddush of the Rambam. So if that's the case, so it could be the only time it's Yehar Gaval Yavar is where it's Taka Kanoim Poygen Boy. But to the extent that it's not Kanoim Poygen Boy, maybe over there it's going to be different. And being that maybe over there it's not Kanoim Poygen Boy, so maybe it's no Yehar Gaval Yavar either. I mean, is it sad to say that the whole Yehar Gaval Yavar is only going to be to the extent that it's Kanoim Poygen Boy? But if it's not Kanoim Poygen Boy, such as where it's not Beferesia, maybe not, Shach brings, that seems to be B'machloik Yishnuya. But as it relates to a Boyal Aramis, it's literally on the level of Kanoim Poygen Boy. And again, you can't confuse Rabbeinu Tam's famous Chiddush in Ksubis Gimel Amid Beis and Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amid Beis with the case of a Boyal Aramis. The case of Rabbeinu Tam is when the Boyal is a Goy. If the Boyal is a Goy, Zir Masusim Zir Masam. But if the Boyal is a Yid and the Nivellus is a Goy, that's a regular Bia. And there you don't have Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. Over there it's going to be Yehar Gaval Yavar, Zoy Shteit and Shach, Sifkot and Dalet, there in Yerideya Simin Kufnun Zayin.